Real education is sweet exploration. Real education is a great empowering adventure that begins with what is interesting to us. It is how human beings progress forward. It's how Socrates, Da Vinci, Bruno, Newton became known. They followed a path as dictated by their mind. And that dictation occurs one precise layer after another, step by step, curiosity by curiosity. You can become a genius within 10 years, but it is not a race. It is best to take 30 years. 30 is perfect. Don't worry. The schools are broken. They are exactly as worthless as you think they are. Grades are an insult to your mind, to you. And teachers will spew all kinds of nonsense, but they just want to get paid. Be warned, my friend. The classroom is the worst thing that can happen to a curious mind. It will slice everything into boring, irrelevant, disconnected facts and force you into performing memory tricks with things that you will never want to remember for long. Resist, but don't drop out. Just go to the library. Eventually, you'll end at the dean's office or the principal's office. Just tell them the truth. You fell in love with learning, with education, with real education. Education that actually shows results, unlike the stuff they teach in the classroom. The principal will eventually tag you as a genius, but you can't allow this to happen. Calling you a genius is a way of dismissing you. You are not gifted. You are not a genius. We are all geniuses. Everyone is equally gifted. All the other kids you left behind, they need you to tell them that school is not teaching, that this is just tricks, memory, and paychecks. It is only making you roleplay with memorization tricks. It's actually preventing everyone from learning for real. This is not intentional. There's no government conspiracy here. Only mediocrity. People who are just trying to fake it until they make it. I'm sorry. But if you just keep to the library, keep making your way through all the lovable books, and above all, watch over the others, keep an eye on the ones that are cracking, they need your help. They all need a way out. They don't need hand-holding, they just need a way out. That way is startups, building little businesses, building on their own ideas in their own universe. Tell them to look up Y Combinator and find something similar to it. This way, if they fail, they will have an opportunity to come back up by saying, "The world has failed me, but I will not fail myself. I will not let them crush me." Help the others to books. The weird kids. Well, the really, really, really weird kids that actually like math. They will love Brian Greene. They may not necessarily read the whole book or even enjoy quantum physics, but they need to know that they can understand high complexity so that they can find it in something that connects with them. Most of the kids will need audiobooks. We can't really read as well as the author. And in any way, there's 5 ways to voice a paragraph. Leave it to the author. And then documentaries. Climate, education, philosophy. Start with Astra Taylor, maybe. Everyone has their own path. Each student has a unique beginning. which is marked by natural curiosity, comfort, and a sense of progression. Moreover, once they take that first step and taste their first lesson, the second lesson will come much easier because in their mind it is connected. It is connected by the path they are on, the path that is uniquely suited to them. In school, when we switch from language to math, music, and biology, there is no path. There is no continuity. There can only be temporary memorization and permanent forgetting. There is no building one layer after another towards wisdom and enlightenment. There is just graduation and desperation that leads us to a crappy job. Such a blind, dead-end death march toward the end of youth, cheerfulness, and dreams will induce depression, self-medication, acting out, fighting, and sometimes addiction or worse. At grades that many stupid teachers passionately care about, to the point of not just thinking that students are stupid, but actually convincing many of the students that the pointless grade is a measure of their intelligence, and nothing can be further from the truth. Again, we are each extremely gifted. We are each a genius. We just need to learn for real, follow a natural progression that our mind is predisposed for. We have to pick our own books. They have to make sense to us. It cannot be disconnected lessons that make no sense outside of the curriculum and standardized testing. Teachers force students to sit in rows and listen to incomprehensible curricula that can only be blindly memorized by a half-crazed madman. Sprinkle in a bunch of bullies with a mix of not my problem teachers that can only proclaim life isn't fair for us all. And then when they come home, add parents that punish them for no longer having any respect left for them. Wow. It is not just schools that were created to try to help you. There was a backup plan. Countless writers writing specifically to you, to the younger generation. Use the backup and help the others. Make sure nobody drops out. Make sure they finish listening to their audiobooks. Into the Wild by John Krakauer. A walk in the woods, Rediscovering America on the Appalachian Trail by Bill Bryson. The Life and Times of the Thunderbolt Kid. A Memoir by Bill Bryson. Cosmos by Carl Sagan. A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson. A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking. Death by Black Hole and Other Cosmic Quandaries by Neil deGrasse Tyson. The Great Influenza, the Epic Story of the Deadliest Plague in History by John Barry. The World Without Us by Alan Weisman. Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari. Field Notes from Catastrophe, Man, Nature, and Climate Change by Elizabeth Colbert. Guns, Germs, and Steel, The Fate of Human Societies by Jared Diamond. The Pleasure of Finding Things Out, The Best Short Works of Richard P. Feynman. Keep an eye on the dropouts. Gift them Robinson Crusoe or Into the Wild or a copy of Walden and put Don't Get Lost, Become a Great Being on the title page. and get everyone to sign it. My friend, you are the principal now. Protect your friends and classmates. May you all become great beings.